Moed Katan Daf Yud Aleph. We're going to pick it up on Yud Amud Beis, about 9-10 lines up from the bottom. V'omer Rava. Rava says, Prakmatia Kolshu Osir. So you don't do any business on Chol HaMoed. Omer Reb Yossi Bar Avin B'Dovr HaOved Mutter. No, if it's going to be something they're going to lose, which is a theme of the first parak, that you're going to lose money, then you would be allowed to do a business deal on Chol HaMoed. Ravina Havele Hahu Iska Dehave Mizdabein B'Shita Alfe. So Ravina had a type of business that would make $6,000 if he would do it on Chol HaMoed. Shehaye Lizavune, right? Bosa Chol Demoada. He waited till after Chol HaMoed. Vizabne Betracer Alfe. And he sold it for 12,000. So you see, he benefited. He didn't lose out at all. The Rosh brings down here that the inyan behind not doing business is like it's part of tircha. You know, you're thinking about business, etc. Other Rishonim learn a little differently, but that's the mahalach that the Rosh uses. Ravina have a masig zuze beve akra de shanvaso. So he lent money to people who live in this place called Shanvaso. So also the kaim de Ravashi, he came to Ravashi, Amalin asks, Mah, what's the din? Lemezel ha'idno alayhu. Can I go travel them on Chol HaMoed to go collect my money? So Amalin came into ha'idno hu de meshkachas lehu. Since right now, if you go there, you will find them. And biyome ba'achrine lo meshkachas lehu, if you go later on, you're not going to find them, meaning they travel around. It happens to be right now, punct during Chol HaMoed, that's where they're here. So therefore, kiprakmatia da'ove domi vishari. Therefore, it's like, what's it called? It's like merchandise, business deal that's going to be lost, and therefore he was matir him to go walk there and collect the money. Tanya nami hochi, we have a Bryce like this, Gabi Avoda Zora, Kihai Gavne, Holchin, top of Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Yorid Shel Goyim. So the Yorid, the fair they have. The Achorim discuss why it's called a Yorid, like the word Yorida, because it goes down, because people behave in types of behavior that's degrading and debasing. So therefore it's called the Yorid, because people descend. You know, say it was a mockum of not a Machum of Aliyah. That's why it's called Nayarid. Okay? So, what's the din? Again, you're allowed to go to your Chogoyim, Veloichin, Behema, Avodim, Shvachois, Batim, Sodos, Kromim. You're allowed to buy all these things. You get a Behema, an animal, Avodim are male slaves, Shvachos are female slaves, Batim, you can buy houses, Sodos, fields, Kromim, vineyards, the Kos of Amal, the Barkos, Shalahen, and you're allowed to go even to their Kos, to their types of courthouses, in order to what's it called? Rabbi Rashi learns is to be mekayim them. The top Rashi, Malibar Kos, the kaimim the chasimoson, right? Through the signatories, came into hashta hu, the mashkachas lehu, liomachrin alo, shari. This is the time to go, you're allowed to. So that supports them, right? Says back to Marcos of Lehan, Barakos of Lehan, Mipnei Shehu Kematzilon Miyodan. It's like you're rescuing your property from their hands, because you wouldn't have another opportunity to get these items. So you see that something that's time sensitive is considered like a Dovra Ovid, and in fact they are allowed. In Rabbi Bush is Sefer, second volume of Shaios and Tshuvos, Shoyel B'Shlomo. So he has here in Simon Laman Hey, what's the din? Whoops, that's not the one. Lamedal, go back. Knias begodim tachshitim she'ein behen tzorech hamoid bichol hamoid. So he was asked, a woman, can she buy clothing and jewelry on Chol HaMoed? That she doesn't need it though. It's like a simchus yomtov. So he begins, he quotes our Gemara over here, Moed Katan Yudam and Beis. Quotes the Shulchan Aruch, who brings down the halachas of what's allowed, but for Dovra Ovid, things would be allowed. And he brings the Orach HaShulchan, Tov Kuf Lamed Tes Sif Beis and Gimel, Yesh Lehavin Had Masamaton Ma Roch HaChamim Os V'Chol HaMoed. Why is it V'od Mai Hai De Amar Rav Prakmatia Kol Shu Oser? Our Gemara says that even a smallest amount, Ha'afilu Malachas Gemuros Mutaros Kol Shuhu. Right? For a real Malacha, that's allowed if you needed to. Sevenirli De Mishum De Iker HaMoed Lo Nitna Li Yisrael El Achul V'Lishtos L'Smoch L'Osik V'Torah. So the Orach HaShulchan explains the reason why Hashem gave us Chol HaMoed was for enjoying, for eating and drinking and for learning. L'fize im hayamanichin lehem la'asuk b'masu v'matan. If Hashem would have given the Torah would have given permission for doing business, then Mela the Hayatrudim Kol Hayom for the Hayalehem Zman last week the Torah came up with Kol Yomoy Sachol. They would just, it would be a regular weekday. I have my 9-to-5 job, and I'll try to grab a shear in the morning, maybe a little bit at night, a little seder. But no, they went, would be learning. Lechein therefore Huchruchu Hachamim Lasra Lehem Masa Maton Huchruchu Laosra Afilu Kol Shehu the Masa Maton Einlehem Kitzvah. Im tatir kol shehu, if you allow just a little bit of business, says the Orach HaShulchan, v'meile sheigur oid v'zeh griyem malacham. Right, that it's going to become a slippery slope. So then he begins and discusses another aspect of doing schorah with a dover ha'oved, and he allows it. He quotes in here the tshuva from Rav Moshe. It's Yoredeya, where is it brought down? Shmir Shabbos Gehilchosa, Perik Samech Zayin, Hora Kuf Mem Vav. So the din is where Moshe says, if you're traveling to a place, and right then, even though they sell this item year-round in this location, but you're traveling there, and that's your time to buy it, you're not going to be back in this place. You're on a Chalamoy trip, or you're going upstate, or you're somewhere where you're not in the land. You go on one of these fancy getaway programs. And right now, this is your opportunity to purchase the item, says Moshe, even though they sell it there year-round, for you, it's like a dover of it, and he allows it. And then finally, Rav Bush points out this halachah about doing schor and simchas haregel. So he brings the famous Rambam in Hilchas Yom Tov Perek Vav that you should give simchas Yom Tov. So the men, that's the boss of a yayin. For the women, it's the tachshitin. And for the children, it's the candies and everything like that. So for the women, they're getting a simcha right now by purchasing. That is it. It doesn't make a difference. Mali, whether they buy it before Yom Tov, Mali, whether they're buying it on Chol HaMoed. It's a simcha for them to have these items. So therefore, he thinks there's no problem whatsoever. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, I'll read you the last lines. Hamor Mikola Omer, the four-page tshuva. Borowitz clear she'ein limchos benoshim hanohagos liknos kol mini begodim tachshidim v'cholos shomoid. No, don't protest it whatsoever, even if they don't need it. Certainly in our generation, the minig is, we're making on this. People take all sorts of trips on Chol HaMoed, right? The yotzer near sheyesh makom lahatir near didon af lichat chila sheme olam lo haisa bechlal iser schara bechol amoid kevet shesimcha hi lohen. So it was never even included in the iser of doing schara, and therefore Rav Bush comes out that there is a heter to do it. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now. Yud Aleph, Rav Shrara lechia bar Ashi lemigdal ohare bechol amoid. He allowed him to make these type of simple traps. It's my time. What's the reason? Maisa Hedyot. Because it's a Maisa Hedyot. It's a layman could do it. Aval Islay, but to make this special type of Islay nets, those are more complex. Osir. My time. What's the reason for that? Maisa Uman Hu. Because it's a Maisa Uman. It's more of a skilled laborer. You have to be trained to know how to do this. Rav Yehuda Shor La'ami Tanura B'migdal Tanure. He allowed him, this guy, Ami Tanur means the oven maker, that he can make it ovens. Rababar as Shavi Lemigdal Mehulosa. He allowed him to make these type of sieves. Ini, is that really true? Vahatani Rababar Shmuel, Vishavin Shain Godlin Tonu Lichatchila. You're not allowed to make this type of ovens. Lokasha, no. It's not a steer, there's no contradiction. Can be mosachama, can be a mosageshamim. The case where Rabbi Yehuda allowed making that was in the mosachama, which is meaning Chol HaMoed Pesach. It was hot, and the ovens would be dried up and ready to use on Chol HaMoed itself. Can, the case where he said it's also, that's be mosageshamim. That's talking about Chol HaMoed Sukkos, where it's not going to dry out. That's what Rashi says. Be mosachama, kilomar. Second line, kishayesh yomos hachama kigon bepesach, dechovul alma she'ein yordim bo gesham. It's not going to rain. Mutalasos bo toner. You can make the oven. Lefi shela alter yovish. It's going to dry quickly. V'yochol ma'afos bo pas. Doesn't mean bread. It means your matzah. Beregel letzarecha regel. However, ha kan be yomos hageshamim, says Rashi, kilomer she yordin hageshamim beregel kigon besukis ein osin toner. You cannot make an oven on that Chol HaMoed. Lefi she'ein yovish la alter. It's not going to dry quickly. Ad la'acher haregel. It's only going to be ready to use after Yom Tov is over with. Va'ovet tircha shol letzarecha. So you ended up doing tircha, not for the sake of any benefit you'll get on Yom Tov. Okay, all right. The last Mishnah in the first parak of Moed Katan. Osin ma'ke legag lemirpeses b'maisa hedyot. You're allowed to make a railing, a ma'ke, the roof for your In those days, the roofs weren't slanted like we have. There was actually like a room or a space where they would do work there. So you had to make a maka there to protect the people from falling, or on your balcony. Avalo maisa uma. You can't do it in a maisa uma, in a professional way, just a maisa hedyet. Shofen es has sedokin. You're allowed to plaster the cracks in an oven. Uma'agila and osam b'ma'agila. You could roll over them with the roller, right? It's like this wooden tool they used to smooth it out. B'ma'agila b'yad v'regel. The one explained means to use it with a hand or foot. Avalo b'machalet soyin. But not with a special type of presser. That's a tool that they specially would use in order for this job. Okay. Hatsir v'hatsinor v'hakora v'hamanu v'hamafteach shenishperu. The hinge of the door, the cylinder, like where it swings on, the crossbeam on top of the door, the lock and the key, you're allowed to fix these things. The saknim b'moed, you're allowed to do it. B'vaj l'yischabin l'asois melachto b'moed. But as long as you didn't prepare, or designate this time in advance, my door broke 2 weeks ago. I'll have a day off, I'll have time to do it by Chol Moed. That's not allowed. But if it breaks on Erev Yom Tov, and now's the time to do it. So it's brought down in Or HaChaim, Tuf Kuf Mem, Sif Dalid, that you're allowed to do this. Again, because it's like a Dov HaOved, they'll come in. If your door's not locking, the thief will come in and take everything you have. Then the Mishnah ends off, V'chol kevoshin shehu yochel lachol mehen b'moed, any type of preserved food that you could like pickle them, you can eat them in a short amount of time, kovshin, you're allowed to preserve them on Chol HaMoed. Begins the Gemara, Hechidami Maisa Hedyet. What is the case, what's the example of a Maisa Hedyet? Rav Yosef Omer, behutza v'dafna. This is talking about the makya. You made it like, palm trees and these bay trees. B'mas nisa tana. In a braisa we learned, tsar bitsuar ve'enotach betit. You put little stones there, but you don't plaster it up with clay. Shofen es hasedokin umagilin osam b'magila. You're allowed to plaster the cracks in the oven, and you can roll over them with your hand or your foot, but not with the special tool that's used for pressing it down. Hasht b'magila amrat shari. Once you told me that you're allowed to do it with a roller, b'yad b'regel, I mean, boy, you have to now tell me what, with your hand and your foot? Meaning, why using your hand and your foot? You have a tool. You use your hand when you don't have a tool. So halchi kama, no, this is pshat. Shofin es hasedokin magilin osan kein magila biyad v'regel. No, you do it in the same way as if you were using it the hand and foot, but not with the presser. Avalo b'machletzayim, right? That's a special tool that's used for it. Hatsir v'hatsinor v'hakora v'hamanu v'hamafteach shnishperu mesakim moed. Right, the hinge, the door, the rotating part of it, the cylinder of the hinge, the crossbeam on top, the lock, the key, all these you could fix. Aha, Raminhi, I'll ask you a question, right? We pointed out in the previous times that Ram means to lift up, right? This is the source for the English phrase to raise a contradiction, right? Raminhi, I'll ask you a question based on Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, Perakei. Ad Yomov Hayapatish Makib Yerushalayim. Right, until the times of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, you could hear the hammers of the workers in Yerushalayim, right, on Chol HaMoed. So what's the diak? Ad Yom of In, Mikan Ve'elach, lo. Up until his days, yeah, you could use the hammers, but from then on, because Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he ushered it, right? So that's a stira, because we here in our Mishnah are saying that you could fix certain things on Chol HaMoed, but the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni says no. Someone says, nope, lokasha, kan, binefache, kan, binegare. It's talk about two different types of hammers. The smiths, that's a loud noise, they're banging on the blacksmiths. But the carpenters, they're quieter types of malacha. Therefore, it would be allowed. Maskiflor of Chizda, asks the kasha on this. Yoim rakala rabo, osir kalazuter shari. Like, people are going to say, what? A loud noise, that's not allowed. But the soft noise is allowed. So the way the Mefarshim explain this, like, everyone could just say, if I'm making noise, I'll taina, right? The Kim Lee, that I'm making a soft noise. You call it loud noise, and it's also, no, I call this a soft noise, and therefore it'd be allowed. So you can't make chilukim like this. Ella, Omer Rav Chizda, lo kasha, ha b'magle, ha b'chatsine. One's with a sickle. Right, that does sound noise like a, I don't know. I can imagine like something like a swoosh or something like that. That's not a loud thing. But the chatzinia, that's a chisel. A chisel makes a very loud noise. So that's the chilek. Rav Papa Omer, different teretz. Kan kodim gezera, kan la'achri gezera. No, the Mishnah which we're talking about is before. Excuse me, is before they made the gezera of Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and then what, and then the Mishnah in what's it called, Ma'aser Sheni, is after the Gezerah. Fourth Teretz, Ravashi. Ravashi Amar, Ha Rebbe Yehuda, Ha Rebbe Yossi. The Mishnah which says it's Osir, that's going like Rebbe Yehuda, and the Mishnah that's Mekel, that's like Rebbe Yossi. Da Amar Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Mantan Shinu B'moi B'dover Oved. Who's the one who allows that you can do malach on chalamoid if, as long as you do it with the shinoi in the abnormal way, to look Rabbi Yossi? It can't be like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi allows you to do malacha if it's for davar avad. You can do it with the, you don't have to do it with the shinoi, right? So Amar Avina, keman madlinan haidna kavusa de dosha b'chul de moeda. Who is the one who allows us to fix the door that broke? Difference in opinions in the Mishonim exactly what broke, the lintel, the lock, or something like that, but it's done without a shinui. Who's one who allows it in a regular way? Keman, who's that? Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi is one who holds like that. So you see, he allows you to do for a davar oved, you don't have to use a shinui. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Kevashim shehu yochlecho b'moed kovshin. So any type of preserved food that you can eat on yontiv, you're allowed to preserve them on cholamoid. Bedisa levoi kavre. Right, so the river once overflowed, Azul Kuleyama Tsud, and everybody came, the whole world came out in to get these fish that were left up on the shore. Aisu Kabra, they brought the fish. Shara Lahu Rava Le Mimlach Binaihu. So Rava allowed everybody to come and salt the fish. Arbalay Abaye, Hatanam, we learned in the Mishnah. Right? Kivashin Shahu Yoch Lecho Mehem Bemoid. Kovshin. You know, things that you're going to be able to eat on Yom Tov, that's where you're allowed to do that, right? But there's so much fish over here that you know, if you're going to preserve things, it's beyond that, you know, like tons and tons of fish. No way. So Amar Lei, so Rav says back to Abaye, Kevin de Me'ikora Adaita de Achila Asinhu. So originally, when they're doing it, their plan is to eat them there. The Shavik Lahu Paste, and if they just leave them here, then they're going to get ruined without being salted. So therefore, Kiprachmatia Ha'ave Domi Vishare. This is like we started off with. This is like a business or a deal that's going to be lost if you don't chaparayin and get it now. So therefore, it's mutter. So that's the first version. Iga da Amri, some say it happened a little differently. Shar Lahu Rava Meitzad. Rav allowed them to trap the fish. Mezal, right? And then he could bring them home, salt them up. So Amalei Baye Ha Anan Kivashim Shahu Yochalecha Mehen Koshin Tanan. Right, you're allowed to do that, but these were really going to be very heavily salted, right? And so they won't be able to eat until they are totally dried out. So Amalei, in this version, Rava answers back, Hani Nami Bizachli Agav Itzitza. You could eat them if you just squeeze it out a little bit. Yehad Shmuel Abdule Shitin Itzitze. When Shmuel came, they salted fish and they squeezed it out. They pressed it out like 60 times, and he could eat it. Rava ikla lebe Reish Galusa. Rava came to the house of the Reish Galusa. He was a very powerful political leader. All the lushitin itse v'achel. They brought him this freshly salted fish, and they pressed it out 60 times, and he ate it. So they see that you can do this. So the Gemara ends off with an interesting thing about eating fish. Rav ikle lebe Rav Shapir. He came to the house of Rav Shapir. Aisu lekamaihu hahu kavro. They brought him a certain type of fish. Tilsa bishula, one third was cooked. Tilsa milcha, one third of it was salted. Uvetilsa tavya, and one third of it was broiled. Amar Rav. Rav said, Amarli ada tzayada. Ada the fisherman once told me, right, that when you have a fish, Kavra somach lemisarche male. Right before it's about to spoil, that's the best time to eat it. So Tosfos jumps on this. Tosfos brings up, this is whenever the sugya is discussed of medicines in Shas, so or the fact that people's biologically have changed, our bodies are different than it was in the times of Chazal. So everybody quotes this Tosfos here in Moed Katan Yudav. Says Tosfos, right? Nowadays, no, not that it's good to eat right before it's spoiled, but it's actually a sakana to eat it.
There's
the refuahs, the medicine that Shas gives us, the Gaon with put a cheirim already on those using those types of things, our teva has changed, and therefore we don't follow what it says. So we do not eat fish very close to it spoiling. Okay, back in the Gemara of Omer Rav, Omer Li Ada Tzayada, Ada the fisherman said to me, Kavro, when it comes to fish, Tavye Ba'achue, you should broil it with its brother. Its brother is salt, right? Because both it and the fish come from the ocean. Asuke ba'avue, you should put it in its father, which is the water. Michle bivre, and eat it with its son, with the brine, the stuff that comes out of it, right? Like a son comes out of the father, says, oh, do the brine, the juice comes out of the fish. Ishte ale avua, and then drink it. After it, you should have some of its father with it, which is water. Omer Rav, right? You know, it's interesting, many prokim end off with the goddess. Omer li ada tzayada, right? So he said to me, kavra tachle v'chalva, these types of things, fish, cress, and milk, lit un gufa v'lo lit un puria. You should go for a walk. Let the body carry it and not the bed carry. I mean, don't go to sleep right afterwards. You should walk around a little bit. Let the body work it off. Omer Rav, omer li ada tzayada, kavra, when you have the fish, tachle, the cress, the chalba, and milk, maya velo shichra, you should have water with it and not beer. If you don't have any water, shichra velo chamra, you should have beer with it and not with wine in order to avoid harming the body. Okay, hadalach mashkin besa shlochin. Yiratz Hashem, now we begin the second perek, right? Turn to Amid Beis, a quick introduction. What are we going to learn? It's a short perek. Again, continue to talk a little about Dover HaAved, which we learned a lot about in the first perek. There's a hetter to do melacha for Dover HaAved. Additionally, about harama, right? When a person does trickery to try to, how does that affect the halachas of Chol HaMoed? And also some of the other hetterim we saw for doing melacha, like the Tzorach Rabim, or for a poel, a worker who doesn't have what to eat. So those haterim are going to be discussed, Mirtz Hashem, in the second perek over here. Okay, so we begin now, the second perek. Mi shehofach es zesov, a person who's already turned over his olives, right? That's part of the process that you do preparing them for the pressing. Rashi says, shehizmin litnam al gabe habad, lehoitzi mehen shemen. And then says the Mishnah, ve'ero evil o onus. Or, unfortunately, he goes, he's in a velus now, or something unavoidable happened to him, right? O shehit uhu polim, or his workers, tricked him or something, like they promised to come, but they didn't do so, so now he can't do it before Yontav. To'ein kore rishona. He's in these cases on Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to load it up for the first initial pressing. Umanicha la'achar hamoed, and he could press it after Chol HaMoed. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Right, Rashi learns to talk about two different cases. Actually, you look in Rashi Ira Avil Bishar Yemos Hashana Shlo Somach L'Regel. That's talking about during a velus, right? The Einu Yochel Itnam Agabe Habad Lefi She'Ovel Oser Basias Malacha, that an Ovel is not allowed to do Malacha. Oh, Ones, says Rashi, Hainu Milsa Achriti. This is something else. Klomer Mi She'Hafeches Zesov Lifnei HaRegel Ve'Iror Ones V'Lo Hayu Yochel Itnam Al Gabe Beis Habad Ubo HaRegel. He wasn't able to do it from beforehand, right? And the last part of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zoli Fagoimir Vegaf Kedarko. You can press the olives and complete it in the normal way, and then you plug up each barrel in its normal way, because this delay would cause a financial loss. So therefore, the Chazal don't require you to change the normal practice of how you get out the shem and the oil from them. Just maybe to point out that this Omer is going to discuss a lot of the malacha for an Avel. So just by way of introduction, in Rabbi Drucker's Sefer, Mourner's Companion, he brings here, on page 56, a mourner may not go to work during Shiva and must close his business. Additionally, he may not engage in buying or selling merchandise. Since all the earnings of a wife or a child halakhically accrue to the husband / father, he should therefore formally waive his rights to this income, so his wife or child may earn money during the Shiva period. as exception, if a restriction is going to create a large financial loss, one could permit it to conduct business, one should ask the shayla to a rav. That's during the shiva. During shloshim, an avil should attempt to minimize his business dealings to whatever extent possible without causing substantial financial loss. A rav should be consulted to find what constitutes substantial financial loss for each particular business. He's quoting the Orach HaShulchan, and that was shiva, that was the shloshim. Then by the 12 months, there are no restrictions on an avil doing work. So that's the conclusion. Now we'll see the Gemara as it discusses it. So it begins more like this: Pasach ba'av of a sign benoid. One second, the Tana started off by talking about avelus and ends off with chalamoid. You know, ma'in and shmita etzel har Sinai. What's the connection between the two? What's the connection between avelus and chalamoid? So amrav shesha bered rav idi zosameris. This comes to teach us devarim hamutarim b'moed. Anything that you're allowed to do on chalamoid, asurim b'mei evlo, that you're not allowed to do while you are in avelus. Ravashi Amar Lomi Bayik Amar. Ravashi says, no, it's a style of Lom, it's not even necessary to teach. Lomi boy bime evlo dimi durabonin hu vishari. So it's not necessary to tell me about the days of Avelusk, that's only an Isser durabonin against doing malacha, right? Elafil b'moed, but even on chol moed, the Isser malacha mi d'oraisa, right? This is a gemara that is a very good proof for those rishonim who learn that the Isser of malacha is in fact d'oraisa. B'mok pseida shar rabonin. So even there is a Torah prohibition of doing malacha on chol moed for a mok pseida financial loss, the Chazal allowed it. Tanya Kivasi Rav Shesha Bere Rav Idi, we have a brisa that goes like this. Eilu Devarim Ha'oisin La'Avel B'Yemei Evlo. These are the following things that you're allowed to do when in Avelus. Zeisat Hafuchim, if your olives had already been turned over, Tonin Lo, then you're allowed to load them into the olive press. V'chad Laguf, you could put his what's that called? That's the cask, right? You can plug it up. Upishtono la'alois min hamishra. You're allowed to take his pishton, his flask. Can be taken out of this like a soaking pool. Vitzamro la'alois min hayora. You can take out the tzemer. The wool can be lifted out of this like the like this big vat. It's like a thing where they dye it in, right? So all these things can be done. Umar bitzin sodehu mishetagia onasamayim shlo. They had a prearranged schedule for when you're allowed to get water. So if you don't use the water when it's your turn comes, so then you would lose it. So what's this? So this is a riot from Chase's idea that the normal Easter against doing malacha is waived when there's going to be a loss, right? So under regular circumstances, that'd be also to an avil, but someone else could do it for him on this case. So the Bryce continues, Rav Yehuda Omer, Af Zorin Lo Sadanir, you could even sow in the plowed field, O Sada Ha'omed is the Pishton, a field that's used for Pishton for flax, right? Because in these things, the sowing time is extremely critical, right? If you do it later on, then it's going to be a loss. So Amr Lo, they said back to him, no, not necessarily. Im Lo Tizara Bevakir, if you don't do it in the early season, Tizara Be'ofel, you do it in the late season, right? Suddenly, Im Lo Tizara Be'pishton, if you're not going to put flax in, okay, not a problem. Tizara Be'minacha, you just use a different type of species, therefore this isn't really considered a loss, and therefore there is no heter to have someone do the malacha. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Zeisav Hafuchin Ve'ein Sham Uman Elohu. If the olives were already turned over and there's no other uman, no other skilled worker who can do that and knows how to properly do it, but him, or in the next case, Kada Laguf Ve'ein Sham Uman Elohu. The cask needs to be plugged. No one else knows how to do it. Pishtano Lahalos Min Hamishra V'tzam Lahalos Min Hayora Ve'ein Sham Uman Elohu. Again, these type of things for taking out the flax, taking out the wool. No one else knows how to do it. Hareze Yase Bitzina. And in fact, you're allowed to do it, but it has to be done privately. So even more than this, if you are a skilled laborer and everybody needs you, you're the only guy in town. You're the guy who gives the haircuts. You're the barber. No one else can get what? No one get a haircut to this, or no one can take a bath now? Could you imagine such a thing? You're the only guy who does this, right? Higia Ace Haregel Ve'ein Sham Uman Elohu. You're the only one there. Now it's Erev Yontev. No one is. Hareze Yase. You're allowed to do this even in public because this is Letzorach Rabim. So therefore, that overrides the Rabim is I won't say more important, but because of the needs of the Rabban, therefore we waive the restrictions on the Yochid. Okay, then the Brayis even says more. Va'arisin, v'ha'chakirin, v'ha'kablonim. In Aris, these are the type of people, they take a percentage of the salary, or they take a set amount, or they have they're leasing it, right? They're contracting, right? In modern day Hebrew, a kablan is a contractor, right? Hare eliyasa acherim bishvilon, right? So these others could do the malacha for them while they are in Avelis. So those people could do it for them. But the contrast that hachamorim, hagamalim, v'hasafonim, a donkey driver, a camel driver, a sailor, when they're in Avelis, hare elu lo yasu, then you can't have somebody else do malacha for them during their period while they're sitting shiva, they're in Avelis. Ve'im hayamuch karin o muskarin etzel acherim, but if their animals were leased or they were hired out to others, in that case, hare elu yasu, then in that case they could do it because they're hired out. You can't be replacing them without a loss. Schir yom, a day worker, afil bi'ir acheres, even if he's in a different city and people don't know that he's in a velis, right? They didn't realize that, they don't know about it. Nevertheless, lo yase, he shouldn't do his malacha. Haisa maleches acherim biyado, if other people's work was in his hand and he's responsible, afa pi, even though shebekibul, kibolas, tongue twister, lo yase, even kibolas, meaning it's like contracted out to him, like he's makabalim, he still can't do that malacha. One sec, it doesn't make sense. It says the Gemara, afa pi, should be kibolas, velo mi boyish, ain't it kibolas? Right? This is mashma, it's by a contract, so it wouldn't even necessary to state that if it was not by a contract, then he wouldn't be allowed to do it. So adarab, no, the exact opposite. This is how you have to learn it out. Kibolas, kididei domi. When he's on contract, that's like it's his own work, right? He's just getting paid for completing the job. But if it's not a contracted labor, where he's paid for the amount of time that he works, so that's not your own. So therefore, it could be seeable that it would be allowed to do that even during the time when he's in Avelis. So Ella, rather, you have to say like this. Amy, you have to change it and say, Bain kiboles, Bain she'ena kiboles, whether it is contracted work or whether it's not contracted, lo yase, it's not allowed to be done. If he had commissioned other people to do the work, right? Beveso, if it's in his own house, right? Lo yasu, they can't do it. But it's in someone else's home, yasu. Then in fact, they would be allowed to do it. And then the Gemara continues with the Maiserov. Marion Bere de Ravin, Amar Bere de Rav Acha, Bere de Rav Havelahu, Hahu Gim Lo de Torah, Behade Hadodi. The two of them had a team of two oxen. It was like a partnership. So each one had one ox, right? Isru be milsa. Something happened. It's a euphemism. There was a death in the family. Bimar bere de Rav Acha bere de Rava. Right? So what happened? Ufasake legamle. So what he did is he detached his ox from the pair. Therefore, that was stopping any malacha being done by the thing, because he didn't want any work being done with his behema while he's in the velus. So Amravashi gavraba kimar bereid rav acha avir hachi, a gavrab behave like this? Nehi granted lefseda dide lo chayish. You're right, for his own loss, he's not bothered by that. Ad acherim lo chayish, but you're not worried about for acherim for your partner. He's going to get messed over. Hatanya, we learned in a brisa we just saw. Im haya muskarin o muhkarin etzel acherim. If your animals are hired or they're leased to others, then they could do the malacha. Hare elu yasu, you could do it. So why didn't he allow his partner to work with his animal? Someone says husaver, he held adam chashiv shiny. Because if you're an important person, you have to have a different standard, even though, if strictly speaking, something is permitted, but an Adam Chashuv has to be more strict on himself so that people won't learn to take the halacha lightly, and therefore, even if Meikar didn't was allowed, he himself was Nohega Chumra, and he stopped it so that not only he, but his partner as well, wouldn't be able to do malacha while he was in Avelis. Okay, and there it's Hashem, we will pick it up next time with Daf Yud Beis.